This is KUT. This week, the head of the Democratic Governors Association said the Texas governor's race isn't in the top tier of races his group will be financially backing in 2014. Texas has long been a fertile fundraising stop for groups like the DGA and other national Democratic candidates and organizations. But has any of that money started flowing back to Texas to help ongoing efforts to turn it blue? KUT's Ben Philpott reports.
It's often referred to as a chicken or egg problem. Democrats have had trouble running competitive races in Texas, so donors haven't opened their pocketbooks. But until a candidate gets enough money, they probably won't be competitive. Brian Smith teaches political science at St. Edward's University.
For them to overcome this, to really turn the state blue, they have to have both. They have to have both the high caliber candidates and the money.
Which is why not getting financial backing from large national groups like the Democratic Governors Association has been a nail in the coffin for many campaigns. But that may be finally starting to change, says Texas Democratic Party Executive Director Will Haler.
You know, there is a tremendous amount of investment that we are seeing from Texas donors in not only the Davis campaign, but the Texas Democratic Party has seen a substantial inflow of contributions to the party because of the investments we're making in infrastructure.
There's plenty of political money to make those investments in Texas. The state's donors gave about $33 million to Democratic candidates in the 2008 presidential election, another $24 million to President Obama's 2012 reelection campaign. But almost all that money leaves the state, never to return. St. Edward's Brian Smith says that's where Battleground Texas, the much-publicized effort to make Texas a competitive state for Democrats, comes in.
That is their goal, is to become that local organization that, you know, if you give money to Battleground Texas, it's going to stay within the state. Previously, the Democrats didn't have a real organization that did that.
The group has raised more than $3 million so far. That's money mostly spent not on specific candidates, but on trying to level the playing field for Democrats when it comes to party infrastructure. So while getting the cold shoulder from the Democratic Governors Association isn't great, Texas Democrats may be able to better absorb that stomach punch this year. The state party's Will Haler says national groups need to look beyond double-digit poll deficits to see that the party machinery is chugging along, even without that national support.
They're not going to see the Republicans who are showing up in droves to talk to Senator Davis and Senator Vandeput saying that this is going to be the first election in a long time that they have voted for a Democrat.
Now, in the Texas governor's race, every little dollar helps, especially when going up against Republican Greg Abbott, who has close to $30 million in his war chest, with more money raised every day. Haler says as Election Day draws closer, he'll be calling groups like the Democratic Governors Association and asking them to rethink whether they'll spend any money in Texas. Ben Philpott, KUT News.